Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, all throughout this month, we've been really bringing attention to two great causes. One has been Autism Awareness Month, which is celebrated in April, but also National Poetry Month. Every week, we've been talking to different individuals who have a love affair with words and have been sharing that with others. Our next guest is no different. She's an author and poet from my home state of Mississippi, Patricia Neely Dorsey. She's back with us today to talk to us not only about what it is about poetry that struck her, but also what it's been like for her to share it with the world. Patricia, hello to you and welcome back to the program.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Doing really good, Patricia. Always great to speak with you. You know, I love being able to talk to people from where I am, from Mississippi, you know, who are not only doing what they love, but also being able to share that with others. You've been able to do that not just with poetry, but I think in really sharing the great history that is Mississippi and the people as well. What has it been like for you to hear, Patricia, from people from around the world, literally, about how you're doing that have inspired them?
It's just wonderful because I do hear from people all over. Just last week I heard from a blogger from Austria who wanted to use my Magnolia Tree poem in one of her blogs, and I just think it's fantastic because they get to know a little more about Mississippi and where I'm from and some of the good things about Mississippi instead of all the negatives that they've heard.
Right, exactly. I definitely think it's always great to be able to break down the stereotypes and the barriers, I think, that sometimes exist. I think an obvious question would be, though, Patricia, is what led you to do this? We all know that bad news travels fast, so it's a lot easier to hear about the negative stuff. What made you want to go out of your way to bring attention to all the great things in Mississippi?
Probably because I just love Mississippi so much. And I know all the bad things, and no one wants to say any of the positive things. And when I went away to school, I went to Boston University, and people just had those stereotypes about Mississippi. So I've kind of been on this same soapbox since I was a teenager. Half of my friends call me Mississippi, and the other half call me Tupelo, because when they saw me coming, they knew exactly what we were going to be talking about, Mississippi.
Yeah, and I think, isn't it a great thing, though, because one of the things I have learned over the years, Patricia, and I think you would agree with me on this, is that everybody, regardless of where they're from, they're, it's very easy to focus on the negatives. You know, some people talk about being from a small town. Some people will talk about, you know, the things that are going on around them. But all of us have something great that we can share. I think it really is about being able to discover it. Has one of the great things from you have been, you know, the fact that here are all these great people that have come from Mississippi, and you are one of those people as well. Has that been one of the great incentives for you?
It really has, because we have so many great authors, so many great poets, singers. I was asking the question on my Facebook recently, if you took away all of the musicians, past and present, that are from Mississippi or the South, what would you have in the American, you know, music industry? And it's like nothing.
Exactly.
So I love to focus on the positive in life and just in Mississippi, talking about Mississippi, and just, like I said, in life in general.
Exactly, and that is one of the great things about it. So that brings us then to your love of words and being able to share, you know, who you are through poetry. When did you first discover that poetry was something that you enjoyed?
Oh, my goodness, since I've been a child. I never thought about writing poetry, but my father used to recite poetry to me when I was a very small child. When he was getting ready to go to work, I'd sit by the sink while he was shaving, and he would recite all kinds of poems. Back in the day, in school, children had to recite and learn poems. So he had just a whole encyclopedia of poems that he had memorized, and he would share those with me from the time that I was a very small child. So I just fell in love with words and with poetry.
Yeah, and now you're being able to share that with all of you. Has it sunk in for you, Patricia, that you are the author of not one but two books, and are this individual who, you know, you're able to share this love with others? Has that kind of sunk in with you? Have you been doing, I know this month alone you've been doing events and appearances. Has that kind of sunk in for you?
It really has sunk in, but it's always new. Every time I read the poems, I'm smiling and laughing with the poems because it's new every time, and I just see how much I am thrilled and enamored with Mississippi and the Southern way of life, and I'm kind of taken aback that how the poems came to be and that I never really planned it. They just started to flow.
Yeah, they just started to flow, and now, of course, we all are able, you know, to enjoy them. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Patricia Neely Dorsey is back with us today. Patricia is an individual we've had an opportunity to speak with before. She's the author of the books like Reflections of a Mississippi Magnolia, A Life in Poems, as well as My Magnolia Memories and Musings. You mentioned earlier about, you know, one of your pieces being used on a blog. You know, I think one of the great things has been over the years, Patricia, is that you have been able to, since that first book come out, being able to share your work in various ways. One has been being able to post your pictures on social media like Facebook. Others, to be able to record them. Talk about what that's like to hear the response to those, to see how people are responding to the individual poems and the memories it conjures for them, as well as what it's like for them to hear your voice and to see you kind of bringing your own words to life.
Oh, it's just wonderful because so many people write me emails. I get tons of emails every day about how I can jog their memory of the past and help them to remember and appreciate the great things that they love about growing up in the country or growing up in Mississippi. And they're just, a lot of people just say that I put into words the things that they feel in their heart, and they really appreciate that.
Well, you know what? It has to be a great thing for you. So let's talk about inspiration. I mean, you have been able to – I've read both of your books, so I know that you are inspired by sometimes, I think, some of the most simplest, beautiful things. Has that been part of the gift for you, is being able to find the beauty in the simple and not look for something extravagant, but just noticing the little things and how much joy can come from that?
Absolutely. There's a quote that I put on Facebook quite frequently that says, you know, you need to appreciate the little things, because when you look back one day, you're going to realize that the little things are the big things of life, you know.
Yeah.
And I think in all my life, in my poetry and everything, I just feel that it's a gift. And that's another thing that my father gave me, the appreciation of loving nature and loving the little things and teaching me about the leaves and birds and things like that. And I like to pass that on to my son, because it's just a joy to wake up in the morning and still, even at 50 years old, and say, oh, my goodness, that is so beautiful. Listen to those birds or look at those trees, and it's new almost every day to me.
Yeah, exactly. So you have, I mean, collectively, over 80 reviews that have been posted on Amazon.com alone, Patricia, of your work. Many of them talk about not only the memories that you are bringing up for others, but also the glimpse that you're giving them into the Magnolia State. I want to talk about the memories for a moment. Is that part of the joy as well, to be able to bring back those nostalgic times for individuals when life was not only simple, but that, you know, we were able to find that peace and happiness in just the things around us?
It really is such a joy, because especially as Southerners, there is like this common thread that runs among us. It's almost like we grew up with the same Southern rules and some of the same Southern things, and it just clicks a little light bulb, and everyone says, oh, I did that, and my mother taught me that, and, you know, my grandmother did that, and it's just wonderful to relive those moments and talk to people 50, 60, 70, 80 years old who just say, wow, thank you for giving me that, and thank you for touching me in that way, and thank you for helping me to remember things about my parents and my mother, and even people who have gone on that they just haven't thought about in years, and that touches me deeply.
Yeah, well, it has to be such a great feeling. Again, everyone, Patricia Neely Dorsey is our guest. We're talking to her not only about how she's been able to share her love of words, but how all of you have been responding. Her latest book was My Magnolia Musings, My Magnolia Memories and Musings in Poems. That came out in 2012. And we're going to be letting you know how you can get actually both of Patricia's books here in just a moment. But Patricia, I want you to stay with us. It's going to take a quick break. When we come back, I think there's a piece you're going to share with us. We'll let you recite that for us and let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well, okay?
Okay.
You all stay with us. We'll be right back with Conversations Live right here in about 60 seconds.
Have you ever lost a loved one, had to cope with handling their affairs, found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
Is your hope fading fast? Do you feel like it is gone? Failing hope can be awakened, and you have the key. In Linda C. Newberry's book, Say What You Say Is Your Future, she outlines not only the whys of biblical confession, but she gives you a modern-day affirmation that changed her life, and with use will change yours too. Available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com and on her website at www.lindacnewberry.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation that we're having with author and poet Patricia Neely Dorsey. If you came in late and missed the first part of the show, we'll be sharing a little bit later how you can go back and catch up. Patricia, I mentioned, of course, because this is National Poetry Month, we'd love for you to be able to share a piece with us. What's the title of the piece you'll be reading?
If it's okay, can I share two, one from each
definitely.
Book?
Definitely.
Two short ones.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Okay, the first one is from My Magnolia Memories and Musings. It's called Mississippi. In the heart of Dixie, perfumed by the sweet, fragrant smell of magnolias and serenaded with the melodious songs of the mockingbird, lies a true queen of the South. Her name is Mississippi. I don't know how to explain this place except to say she speaks to me. The rocks, the flowers, the birds and trees speak to me. They sometimes whisper and sometimes they shout, but always they say, this is where you belong. And the second one is from Reflections of a Mississippi Magnolia, Mississippi Through and Through. I could not be more a part of the Mississippi landscape if I had sprouted right out of the soil of some farmer's garden or bloomed from a magnolia tree in the yard of some plantation home or emerged like Venus from the murky waters of some catfish pond. I feel Mississippi. I think Mississippi. I move Mississippi. I breathe Mississippi. I am simply Mississippi through and through.
Yeah. You know what I think, too, about you, Patricia, and I think it every day when I see your posts that come up on Facebook especially, that I think you are, just by being yourself, and I really believe this is who you are, that you are showing people a different side of Mississippi. And I think it's important, and the reason why I say a different side is because we're living in a world today where not everyone, thankfully, you know, focuses on the history. You know, they're
right.
Looking at what is happening today. Do you hope that is what people see when they are able to kind of see your post throughout the day and read your comments, that you are showing people not only the best of a state, but also the best of who we are as human beings?
I really do, and I always have that thing that I say, be you, do you, and shine. I think that there's always good in everyone, and I always like to look at the positive. But I do tell people, it's not that I disregard, negate, or ignore the negatives about my state. It's just that there is so much more to it. It's so much more to the story, and there's so much to love. And I just like to look at those things about myself and others and Mississippi.
And I think that is the beauty of the world. You know, we could all be so much better if we focused on that. And I think that is the thing. And I love the way that you say about that you claim it, you are Mississippi. And I think that is the thing, to be able to embrace it and to be able to know what all comes with that. And I think that is the great thing about our listeners, too, wherever they are, to be able to embrace, not to run from where they come from, but to be able to embrace that and to be able to use that to help other people know the greatness that is within themselves. And I think that is the thing that they're able to do. Again, everyone, Patricia Neely Dorsey has been our guest. She's the author of two books. I know there will be more on the way. Patricia, how can our listeners stay in contact with you? And you've been running a special, I've been noticing, on Facebook. Let our listeners know how they can get both of your books.
Absolutely. You can get my books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or you can get them directly from me. And you can find all of my information on my website or on my Facebook page, and I'm on Facebook all of the time, so I would love for you to come there. And I have my personal page and another business page, which is Reflections of a Mississippi Magnolia.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying in contact with Patricia. Patricia, I also posted on Facebook your Amazon author page as well. I encourage our viewers there to go over and like your Amazon page to be able to stay connected with you there. And Patricia, goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, definitely. I'll be seeing you on Facebook. And for our listeners out there, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the conversation with Patricia, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. As I mentioned, there are two things that we've been discussing this month. One is National Poetry Month. The other one is Autism Awareness Month. Had a great conversation just yesterday with Simone Greggs, who has an autistic son who's been bringing attention to autism awareness for quite some time through her organization, All the Love. Her daughter, Maya Milan, has a great song that's available right now on Amazon.com. It's called All the Love. We're going to be ending this segment with that song. You can get it yourself like I did for only 99 cents on Amazon.com, but definitely that money is going to support not only autism awareness, but also you're able to get a great song that's inspiring. And it reminds me a lot of Patricia, because the song really talks about how we all are in this together, and I think that goes for anything that we're doing in life. Hope you guys enjoy the song, and thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live.
Look at the sun, look at everything we've overcome.